First Wall's campaign senior advisor Ian Sams on Fox asks why there's such a gender gap in support for the vice president.
Well, I think we'll see in 3 weeks when the votes get counted what the actual gender gap split is. And I think right now you could ask the exact same question, which is why Donald Trump is losing women by exponentially more.
Vice President Harris is going to be interviewed by Fox's Bret Baier Wednesday. The interview will air during special report at 6 p.m. Eastern. Former President Trump interviewed at the Economic Club of Chicago today, criticizing the vice president's economic messaging.
I had 4 years. It's better than that. And Biden, who has no idea where the hell he is, okay? Biden went 2 years with no inflation because he inherited from me. And then they started spending money like drunken sailors. They spent so much money. It was so ridiculous, the money they were spending.
Trump rallies in Atlanta tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland News.
This is The Latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msdnews.net.
Meemaw County, Kansas voters will decide during the November 5th general election if a 1.5% retailer's sales tax to fund health care services in the county should be continued for an additional 10-year period. Town hall meetings will continue this week to provide information on the sales tax. They will take place this evening at the Sabetha City Hall and Wednesday evening at the Byrne Community Center. The meetings will be held at 6:30. An additional town hall meeting will be held on Wednesday evening, October 30th, at the HCC Western Center in Baileyville at 6:30. The sales tax, which was initially approved by Nemaha County voters in April 2015, is set to expire June 30th, 2025, unless renewed by voters. Proceeds from the sales tax are divided between the county's two hospitals, with 55% going to the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in Seneca and 45% to the Sabetha Community Hospital. The funding is used by the hospitals for capital improvements, equipment upgrades, and general operating expenses.
Atchison, Holton, and Leavenworth are set to receive a portion of the near $31.5 million designated to assist funding 31 bicycle and pedestrian projects across the state. Announcement of the funding was made Monday through a release from the Office of Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, which says the funding is intended to create safer, more walkable, and bike-friendly routes through the Transportation Alternatives Program, with Kelly adding that the investment is about strengthening the safety, accessibility, and mobility of Kansas communities. The city of Atchison is named to receive funding support for two projects, with Unity Street pedestrian improvements from 2nd to 6th Street to be funded through nearly $814,500. The city's North 5th Street Safe Routes to School is earmarked to receive more than $924,000. The city of Holton will receive more than $2 million for the Highway 75 pedestrian non-motorized vehicle bicycle safety project, while the city of Leavenworth gains nearly $630,000 for downtown ADA sidewalk ramp improvements. According to the release, the competitive grant program administered by the Kansas Department of Transportation and provided by the Federal Highway Administration is currently the primary source of KDOT funding for bicycle and pedestrian projects statewide, including Safe Routes to School. The release notes that the program requires a 20% local match of the project cost. The non-federal required share will consist of $2.79 million in local matching funds and $5.15 million in KDOT state funding. Kansas Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed, in the release, notes that the announcement marks the largest grant funding the state has awarded since the launch of the federal program.
An Oregon man is facing drug distribution charges in Jackson County. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris said 44-year-old Jesse Hughes of Independence, Oregon, was arrested last Thursday near Mayetta after deputies allegedly found illegal drugs in his car. Hughes was arrested for distribution of cocaine, distribution of an hallucinogenic drug, and distribution of marijuana. In addition, he was arrested for felony possession of drug paraphernalia, criminal use of a weapon, and no drug tax stamp. Following his arrest, Hughes was booked into the Jackson County Jail, where he remains held on a $50,000 bond.
The State Child Death Review Board has released its annual report, revealing what a release calls a troubling rise in drug-related deaths among Kansas children aged 0 to 17. according to the release issued by the Office of Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach. The number of such deaths in 2022 increased to 16, up from 11 in 2021, highlighting what the release identifies as a significant and alarming trend associated with fentanyl. The report, which analyzes deaths of children from birth to age 17, reflects a broader national crisis, with the CDC reporting 107,941 drug overdose deaths for all age groups in 2022. In recent years, both nationally and in Kansas, the data shows an increase in the use of synthetic opioids like fentanyl, which the release says is frequently incorporated into illicitly manufactured press pills and mixed with other substances without the knowledge of the end user.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msdnews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Paul Trombley. A freeze warning begins at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. A fire weather watch begins at 11 a.m. Thursday. 26 tonight under clear skies, north winds around 5 miles per hour. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Paul Trombley for the Kansaland radio listening area.
At Shining Hospitals for Children, there are a million reasons to share love. My buddy Caleb is one of them. This is his story.
Hi, I'm Caleb, and this is my story. I was born with osteogenesis imperfecta, or brittle bone disease. I have broken my bones almost 200 times, and I have had 11 surgeries. But I didn't let that stop me. I love to bike ride, climb, race, and I'm learning how to stand and walk. But I can only do all of this because of generous people like you and Shriners Hospital for Children.
There are a million reasons to share love, but you only need one. Caleb is one reason. To learn how you can share love, visit loveshriners.org.
Thank you.
The strength of America, our values, our way of life hasn't just been won on the battlefield. It's won every day in our communities when we come together, extending hands of compassion, service, and hope to those who need it most. For over 100 years, the American Legion has been strengthening communities across our nation by providing life-saving help and support to our veterans and neighbors during times like we're facing today.
It's what the Legion's all about.
From blood drives to distributing food, from responding to emergencies and protecting the most vulnerable among us, our mission is making America's community stronger.
We are one family, and therefore, we care.
We are the American Legion, veterans strengthening America. To learn how you can help, visit legion.org.
Coming home late at night. She didn't let him see it break. mama's voice, she'd been crying. Said, it's your daddy, you need to come home. This is it, I think he's dying. She laid the phone down by his head. Last words that he said.
About courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand. Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this.
Just breathe. Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio, your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, we welcome you back after a brief break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Kirk Hillman in studio, Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman dialed in on the Holton and Sabetha, or excuse me, not Sabetha, Hiawatha channels, excuse me. We were talking about Sabetha a little bit ago off the air, but I digress. Hiawatha and Holton channels on MSCSports.net. Also queued up here, of course, on 103.9. The two state-ranked teams here battling it out in three sets, but the home team, Holton Wildcats, defeating Royal Valley. Now we get the Panthers for a second time, and first time tonight we'll see Hiawatha here, who comes in with a record of 13-21, the Redhawks 3-6. In Big East League play here in 2024. But it'd be a little frustration for how that one ended for Royal Valley, and I'm sure they're anxious to get back out there and take on the Redhawks here in match number two.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, two main players who are coming into this one for Royal Valley, Kiwa Miller and then Samantha Klotz, those two players, I mean, you know, you kind of just saw how they were reacting in set number three. They want to come out here, and they want to come out, you know, with some sparks and with some energy and let that bounce up and keep going. For Hiawatha, they got some great players for them on the year. With Claire Tombley, I mean, she's been amazing on the year, 129 kills coming in this one. But the team leader in kills on the year for the Redhawks, senior, 5'6", Maddie Simmons. She's got 204 on the year. She's also got 26 aces. So we'll be seeing the senior here for the Redhawks. Be pretty dynamite up at the net.
So the Redhawks are coached by Brenda Sieben-Morgan. Royal Valley is head coach is Katie Glatzik, as we mentioned in the first cast here tonight. Again, appreciate everyone with us. Royal Valley, their second matchup here. They'll hit from near side to far side. Redhawks in the red uniforms here tonight, far side to near side. Aaliyah Contreras, the Redhawks libero, wearing the white jersey. And Avery Stidham, the white jersey libero for Royal Valley. But, again, for Hiawatha, this will be matchup number four against Royal Valley this year, and Royal Valley has won all three. So the Redhawks have not been able to figure out this state-ranked Panthers team here in 2024. We'll see if they can keep it competitive here tonight as the Redhawks, again, enter with a record of 13-21, and Royal Valley now 26-8 after their loss to Holton. Panthers serve it. Here we go. It's match number two and a miss hit by Hiawatha, gives the home team on the scoreboard, Panthers, a 1-0 advantage.
Yeah, Swamloo had the miss it. And really, that, you know, I talked about her in the pregame. Not something you see a lot here from the junior, but, you know, she'll, as the game goes on, she'll get more comfortable on where to put those kill shots.
Panthers have it. Miller, far side, not much behind that spike attempt. It was dug up by Sieben-Morgan on the back line for the Redhawks. Panthers get it back, middle of the floor, Mills pops into the air, and the Redhawks now have a chance to push one across, but out of play. Mentioned Maddie Simmons as well. The missed hit there makes it Royal Valley 2, and the Redhawks nothing.
Yeah, Royal Valley right now already being patient in this one. They're allowing just a missed hit here to score them points, and that's a lot of patience up there at the net, drawing back your fingers. Royal Valley right now, they're on the other side of the net when it comes to not scoring off of mistakes, and I'm sure that feels pretty good for them right here. Again, just taking some chances and everything else.
They set up Mills again, and she puts it down. Ruckman was on the back line trying to defend, but too much behind that. The Panthers now to a 3-0 advantage here in the first set in match number two.
Well, I was just alluding to it. You score your first 2 points off, you know, ball handling mistakes, but now you get your first point off a kill shot, and it's a great kill from Mills.
Blackwood again on the serve. It's hit across by Hiawatha. Now Klotz gets a chance. Left side, it is Miller, top of the net, and hit out of play. Ruckman again being tested in that back left corner. She's 0-for-2, and it's 4-0 Royal Valley. Well, this Red Hawks team, they don't go too deep. You look at Royal Valley's bench, they are basically covered from end to end. And you got Hiawatha, who's got just two suited out players sitting next to the coaching staff. And now it's a 5-0 start.
Well, not only do they have two on the bench, they have two seniors on this entire team. You know, and that's something that kind of hinders you, not having a lot of that senior leadership. But they got a lot of great upcoming junior and sophomore players in this program. And so does Royal Valley, as right now they take another point to extend it to a 6-0 lead.
That's an ace by Madison Blackwood. So she's off to a good start here, serving behind the line here in set one. Panthers probably a little frustrated with how that matchup ended with Holton, and Blackwood again gets another ace.
That's her 18th ace on the year. Blackwood here, dominant early on the service line. As you mentioned, the back-to-back aces.
And a quick timeout for Hiawatha, so we'll step aside as well. Royal Valley, a 7-0 spurt here in the first set. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Volleyball.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, Royal Valley dominating this first set with Hiawatha, but there's a kill for Hiawatha, and they finally get on the board. Claire Twombly able to get one down in the back right corner, and it's now 7-1, but Redhawks needed that. They just needed to see one get on the board.
Yeah, that's a crucial kill, especially coming out of a timeout. You know, Twombly, she started the scoring here for Royal Valley on the miss pivot here. Now she gets the first on the board for the Redhawks. She should be getting red hot here early on.
Here's Contreras pushing it up front, slapped across, not much behind it by Ruckman. Now a chance here for Miller, and she puts it down. Kiwa Miller, 8-1 Royal Valley here in set one.
And if you're now just tuning in, Miller came in this game second lead with the Panthers, 277 kills on the year just coming into tonight. She's exceeded over 285. She's been an incredible player tonight and overall in the year as a freshman.
Redhawks scrambling to get it across, and Mills now set up middle of the floor. She buries it in the back left corner. Now a 9-1 start here for Royal Valley. Just a little more crisp here to start compared to how things ended in that final set with the Wildcats a little bit ago.
We're seeing Mills more here in set number one against Redhawks compared to set number three against Holden. She's already has two kills here to start for against the Redhawks.
Here's Stidham. Royal Valley has it far side. They set up clots. Oh, boy, and she buried it. Whizzing by the head of Steven Morgan. Couldn't do anything with that, and it's now 10-1. Holton and Hiawatha will be the final matchup after this one. As, again, these teams getting an opportunity to play a couple times this week and gear up for regional play next week. Here's a set. Here's a spike. Well defended by Royal Valley, and now chasing it down is Miller. Keeps it in play, and a free ball sent across by Blackwood. Redhawks with Williams. There's a set. There's a spike well defended by Mills. The Redhawks still have it and send it across to Stidham and Royal Valley. They push it far side. Here's Klotz again, but miss hit it into the net. So Hiawatha gets that one. It's 10-2.
And really right there, you need the better setup for Klotz. I mean, she was already starting that jump up into the net from just a little bit in front of the attacker's line. So you just want to set her up a little higher so that way you can go with that. You know, inertia, she's going near. She
just
goes.
Like that.
That's a perfect example of what I was trying to demonstrate. You get a better setup opportunity for her as she's leaping into the hit. Right there, she has that forward motion and goes in with it with the kill shot. And right there, that puts us up 11-2.
I mean, the athleticism is real. It almost looks like half of her body is over the top of the net. And there's an ace for Royal Valley. They are just scorching hot here early. They lead it 12-2 over the Redhawks here in this first set. And the Redhawks just trying to find some balance on their side of the floor. That's, as we've seen multiple aces here early.
Yeah, three aces already here for Panthers. That's also Mills' third point of the game.
Now a couple of missed hits. They couldn't get it back over on a third try, and it's now 13-2. Right now it is all Royal Valley. You could tell just, it's the Panthers team again. They're going to be a top four seed next week, and they're going to have some matchups at home. This is a team that can certainly find their way to a state tournament in a few weeks. That's the first week, the first couple of days of November. So still a few weeks away. Here's Klotz again, deflected off the arm of Contreras, and it goes out. So Klotz again makes it 14-2.
Klotz here in set number one, already three kills early on, and she has been ignited, especially in all of her kills coming from that left side of the net. I mean, she's a great left side outside hitter, and she continued it tonight.
Well, Mills that time tried to put a little more behind that serve, and it went into the net. So a service there by Mills, and that makes it 14-3. So Hiawatha finally getting a serve back. This will be Simmons, 5'6" senior, spins it in the left and brings it to the near side of the floor where Klotz is there. Now they want Klotz again. They set her up, and she teed it in the back corner. 15-3, Royal Valley.
That's now four for Klotz now in this one, and she's off to an early and dominant start. They're doing a great job, again, setting her up in different ways on the left side of the net, but, again, it all comes down a similar way, and she's put it in the place that she needs to put it.
Stidham the serve now for Royal Valley. Hiawatha sets one up, and a good save by Mills. Miller again. A free ball is somehow sent across from behind the line. Miller and Mills dynamite defensively there. Here's Blackwood. They want Klotz. They tee her up, and she puts it down, but a diving save by Hiawatha. That was nicely done by Simmons. But now they're scrambling to get it back across, and they're able to do so. Stidham a miss hit to Blackwood, and now Jim gets it across. Best rally so far. Klotz is there on the front line. Miller a diving save. They want Klotz again. Not too much behind that set. Not much behind the spike. We continue on. Redhawks two-hand push. Blackwood is there. Here we go again with Klotz. They set her up and finally gets it down. 16-3 Royal Valley. By far and away the best rally we have seen between the two here in the first set. But ultimately the Panthers get it.
Probably one of the best rallies we've seen here tonight just between both teams. And this incredible save. I mean, you credit a lot to Kiwa Miller on the saves on the back line, especially near the final setup that Miller had, selfishly putting it up for her teammate Klotz, who had that final kill, her fifth kill of the set.
Hiawatha with Simmons gets it across, couple of missed hits, and now Klotz has to get it across, and somehow they called a violation. Not sure what the call was there, but it's now 16-4. So Hiawatha will take them when they can get them. At this rate, they are down. Again, right now 16-4 in this first set. They send it across with Ruckman. Now Klotz, they set it up, and she goes front right to back left, right in front of the knees of Ruckman, and it's now 17-4.
Well, Klotz getting her sixth kill of the first set here, but this time she's on the right side of the net, so different adjustment position on the court, but same result.
So Klotz, chance to serve here. Royal Valley up big here on Hiawatha in set one, 17-4. Colton beat Royal Valley in three sets in our first matchup tonight. Great sliding effort and saved by Klotz. Now Miller kind of going to her right, gets it across. Hiawatha with Simmons now just gets it over. Here we go again. Set it up for Jim this time. Not much behind it. Hiawatha played it well. Now pushed across by Nelson. Here is Miller leaning back and finding its way into the back corner. That time it was Kiwa Miller, 18-4. It is all Royal Valley here in this opening set.
Miller, she had a great adjustment on the kill attempt and on the kill shot. The lean back and then able to put it down on a rope with that lean giving her space, put it on that left line.
Simmons going down to get it. Here is Nelson a spike, but right to Klotz. Now Blackwood sets it up, and I think it was deflected, and it was, as Miller able to put that one down to make it 19-4. It would have gone out, but unfortunate on the back line, Hiawatha got a deflection on it. Or wait, nope, they're trying to confirm whether it was deflected or not. It looked like it was, but
they're
going to say no go. So it's 18-5. Mm-hmm. Hiawatha now on the serve. Mills down to get it. Blackwood, backside for Jim, puts it across, but it's batted up into the air by Ruckman. Now Simmons a chance for Hiawatha to clock. Miller, two-hand shove across. Hiawatha again setting one up, putting it down. Nicely done this time by Twombly. 18-6, back-to-back points for the first time here in this opening set for the Redhawks.
And Twombly right now, two kills on the game, came in tonight, second leading this team in kills with 129. She's got 131 on the year. She's been really good here early on for the Redhawks.
Now Klotz on a free ball. They got to get it over, and they do. Simmons to Nelson, and Nelson buries one. Kendall Nelson, a 5'4 sophomore, off the fingertips of Miller, and three straight for the Redhawks, 18-7. The Redhawks looking good here these past couple of points, but they still got a ways to go here in this opening set as they trail 18-7. Spinning it is Brennan Boyd, the 5'10 freshman. Sends it across, Blackwood backside, Jim, the two-hand tap. Hiawatha gets it back over. Klotz, Blackwood, left side, Miller, defended well by Hiawatha. Now Blackwood again, back of the floor. Klotz was there, well defended again by Hiawatha. Another good rally between the two. Nelson gets it across. Blackwood back to Miller, tees it up, top of the net, down it goes. Might have got a lucky bounce there for Royal Valley, but they'll take it. That stops a little spurt by the Redhawks. It's 19-7.
Now Kayla Miller has three kills in this set number one against the Redhawks. Well, she's right now red hot alongside Klotz, who she's got six kills.
Redhawks set one up for Nelson. Klotz middle of the floor, back line. Now they set it up for Mills, trying to find the opening, but saved by Williams. Jim gets it back for the Panthers. Blackwood front right, front left. Spike attempt to the back right corner. It's saved by Simmons. Now Nelson again defended at the net. And did they blow it dead? It's a point for Royal Valley. 20-7, RV. Jim on the serve, sends it across, not much behind it. Hiawatha middle of the floor. Now Simmons has to slap it across, and it's just barely out. Was close, maybe an inch or two from getting one there, but it's now 21-7.
And now Royal Valley, I mean, I'm sure they're appreciating it, too. They're on the side, again, on the net, where they are handling the ball as well, and they're against the team right now that's just not, getting it on the line like they want to. Hiawatha, they're just not getting the shot that they want.
Now it's a frantic pace at the net. Somehow it got over for Hiawatha, and it's slapped into the net by Mills, and she pushes it back across in frustration. As it's now 21-8, Redhawks will get the serve back. Coach Stephen Morgan making a substitution as Stephen Morgan will check in. 5'8 sophomore.
I think it was Kendall Nelson who dove here on the near side and got
right
that
leg.
Dig up and put it over. And again, that helped get the point for the Redhawks. That's the point that you need.
I need a lot of points here. Stidham now. Klotz back middle. Good save there by Hiawatha. Now they want to set one up for Simmons, and she gets it to go. Maddie Simmons, the senior, makes it 21-9. Back-to-back points once again for the Redhawks. They got a lot more they need to get back into this one here in this opening set. They want Mills. There's the spike, but she airmailed it. 21-10. Seems like the Panthers are maybe getting a little quick with it.
It's all about patience, and I think they could have, found that against Holton as well. And, they called a multiple of two timeouts to get that, and they need that here right now.
Well, and that's going to be an ace for Hiawatha as they got under the net. Mills did. Stephen Morgan makes it 21-11. So four straight. Well, Hiawatha's played kind of a nice stretch here. They have scored seven of the last 10, but they still trail 21-11. And right when I say that, a service error makes it 22-11. So Royal Valley, now 22-11. They have the serve back after the service error as Blackwood will serve. Contreras, the libero. They push it to the front of the net. There's the spike, not much behind it. Plots now to Miller. Defended well, and down it goes. Good defense by Twombly, earning the point for the Redhawks. Makes it 22-12.
Well, Twombly with two kills and a block. She's been kind of the all-around globe player up the net, and she's who the Redhawks kind of got to lean on right now, especially on setting up for some opportunities.
Here's Miller, front right. Not much behind that third attempt. Now Williams on the back line for Hiawatha. Contreras gets it across. Here's Klotz, Blackwood, Mills, spike deflected, and down it goes. 23-12, Royal Valley here in set one. Leading Hiawatha. It's our second of three matches here tonight. Wildcats at home will play Hiawatha. And the final matchup, they'll do some senior night festivities in between the second and the third matchups. Maybe a little bit longer break between number two and number three. Here's Stidham. Klotz Good diving save by Contreras. Can Williams get it back in? Contreras back over. Good job there by those two. They want clocks again. And I think it's a scotch too strong, and it is. It was not tipped. That should be a point for the Redhawks, and it is. 23-13.
Panthers do a great job about attacking the back line back there, but again, it's just it's a game bench sometimes, and right there did not go the way the Panthers wanted it.
Mills, free ball across. Now Hiawatha sets it up for Simmons, leaning away, defended by Mills. Redhawks again just push it across. Miller, Blackwood, Klotz, a little low on the set, couldn't get the spike, and somehow it's dropped. Well, it wasn't a great setup, and Klotz kind of mistimed the jump as well, but they ultimately get the point, and it's now set point. 24-13.
Yeah, an opportunity to put it away, and who else better than Mills, who's already has an eighth here tonight and four kills in set number one against the Redhawks.
You mentioned Mills has a chance. Oh, about drilled her teammates in Jim in the back of the head with that serve, and it's going to be a point for Hiawatha. 24-14. Well, the Redhawks need a big-time rally here now. Again, Royal Valley scored the first 7 and 10 of the first 11 points here in this first set, and they have not looked back. Why not? Klotz? And I think they had to stop play because the JV ball came across. And that might have been a kill for Klotz, which would have ended it, but they got to reset.
I suppose that's the first time that we've had the whistle blow for JV ball coming over, because we actually had a lot of times JV coming over, but they've been able to grab it in time.
Tipped up into the air. Good job by Contreras. Hiawatha still alive here. Nelson taps it across, and nowhere to be found for Royal Valley. 24-15. Man, if Hiawatha just didn't get off to such a slow start, I mean, they're playing a lot better here down the stretch, but they got such in a deep hole early, which could cost them here in this first set. They got a long way to go here to rally back if they're going to do so, and that's a good start, Jim, into the net. 24-16. And we continue on here with set point for Royal Valley.
And a lot of that is, you know, crediting some of their players, especially Kendall Nelson. She's been doing a great job. She's already got 2 kills on this one. You know, try to get your underclassmen hot.
Well, there's Klotz. Finally puts it away for Royal Valley. It took an extra couple attempts at it. But nonetheless, Royal Valley wins the first set here against Hiawatha, the final 25-16. A 2-minute timeout, and set number 2 of this match number 2 is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hail. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Hiawatha and Royal Valley here getting set for set number two, match number two here tonight in Holton. Royal Valley winning that first set 25-16. They jumped out to a 7-0 advantage, 10-1 at one point, and then 14-2 at one point, and really dominated that first portion of that first set. And credit Hiawatha, got down big, but kind of clawed their way back a little bit, made it a little more respectable, but just kind of dug themselves too deep of a hole early. And against a really good team like Royal Valley, probably can't do it.
Well, the Panthers, who put it away with the last points, make it 25-16 on the close, is Klotz. But Klotz had 7 total kills in that set number one. Just an incredible, you know, set one for her. But also Kiwa Miller, she had 3 kills. And Destino Mills, you can't forget her, 4 kills and an ace. She was incredible. But Blackwood, 2 aces. They were back-to-back. So for Royal Valley, again, you kind of credit that really fast and good start. And they were able just to kind of hold that to the very end. I think the Redhawks can come out red hot here in set number two with some pretty good momentum.
Now it will be Addison Williams to serve it up to the near side here for the Redhawks. Here we go, set number two, and it's put down by Miller and somehow pushed across. Good defense by Hiawatha to keep that one alive. They want Miller again. Here's the set. She goes into the net. And the Redhawks take the first point here, 1-0. Well, you mentioned a good start, and that starts good there for Hiawatha. 5'6 junior Addison Williams will serve it away. Not a good setup, so Miller just has to get it across. Now a chance here for Hiawatha. Taps across by Miller. Diving Contreras, if you can't.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging parents, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care, Sabetha Community Hospital.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What is a must win for the Redhawks? Panthers won that first set, 25-16. The most important there by Miller makes it 3-2 Redhawks.
It comes down to taking. Take the time, best in service area. Start doing the time, respect the unit. Now Redhawks again, another good advantage.
Simmons on the serve. Hit him going down to get it. Blackwood pushing. Klotz firing. Hits in the air. Contreras is there. Now that will come out. Let's get it back to Klotz. Now a opposite play. The stoppage was there, but it's a positive for the Redhawks. They lead it 4-2. Simmons will serve. Sends it across. Hit him. Blackwood. Here's Bill. On the fight. For 3 now, here at set 2. Sit him is out. That serve is still. So Mills have a 8-2, 7-1. At this time, Hiawatha plays it. The defense here by Klotz. Back it up into the air and then hits the floor. Contreras jumps in front of the net and into the net. And now a 4-4 tie. Back-to-back points for Royal Valley. Royal Valley in a fantastic first matchup in 3 sets. So Hiawatha hopes coming up here in the nightcap after this one. Hiawatha needs to stretch and force the third. Right now, 4-4 tie. Watch pushing it across. 2 hands to Simmons. Now they've set it up for Nelson. Not much behind the side, but Blackwood. Watch. And she left on it. She hits it out of play. As some would say, a $1 million move with a 10-cent finish. 5-4 Redhawks. And that one is out. Service error by Ruffin. We're tied at 5.
The one that early on is going back and forth. The Redhawks, this is the start. They do want to know. Still, on the front. on here. Royal Valley is all about the patience. On the back line. That's when he gets it on the third there. Gets the back over. Blackwood wants to block. Why not? He buries the ball. There's a lot of heat. Block. He gets it up and right. That front left part of the net. He enjoys that. And now hits the line. That's a lot of heat here in this match against Kyle Walker. Eight total kills. At 7-0, set number 1, carrying 1-7. Bit of a line drag, one across. That was the whistle. Stop the display. Iowa was under the net there. And it's now 7-5, Royal Valley.
Mill, and her spike has been sailed away from the play.
Deadlocked at 11 here, set number two.
Red Hawks playing much better here in the second set, needing it to force the third here against the Panthers. Get him down in the middle with nearly an ace, but they get it off to Miller, and she pushes it. Close to the back right corner as you can get. It's now 12-11 Royal Valley.
Clem will own that right side of the man. She pushes to the right, reaches in the middle. But right Clem off the ball, just drives him. Just a change up. Go up that right side. Right now,
third and 11. Advantage to Royal Valley here in set two.
Miller is already tied off. At least 5 kills, but can also be
yes. Bailed that one out of play. That one, 13-12. Red Hawks will get the serve back. He's adding 7. Nelson comes in on the front line. Coach Stephen Morgan settles up front there with Boy. And also Ruckman. Panthers set it up. Here's Mills. There's the spike. But nobody there in the middle of the floor. And Gottsdale Mills makes it 14-12 Panthers. Cruise along here in set number two. Royal Valley won that first set 25-16. That's a big lead and was able to hold on. And Mills now a service there into the net.
14-13.
And an ace for Hiawatha.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Ford's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment,
all right, back and dialed in here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It is 18-18. As we continue on here in set two here in Holton tonight, this has been a back-and-forth second set between Royal Valley and Hiawatha. Hiawatha trying to force a winner-take-all set three. But it has been good here. Panthers have it. Miller, chance, but into the net. Just not quite as crisp as we have seen this Hiawatha, or excuse me, this Royal Valley team here throughout the course of this second matchup. Backside, now Mills has to wait on it, and somehow Hiawatha sets it up for Simmons, and it's just outside the line. No good there. 19-19 tie. But credit this Redhawks team. They got ugly early, and they were unable to come back after getting down into a deep hole in that first set. But they have gone back and forth with this Panthers team the entire second set, and they have a chance here. They push it far side. Simmons, there's the set. Miller there. And I think a violation committed there by Royal Valley. Not sure what the call was that time.
Right now, the Redhawks are taking advantage of kind of the slip-up and mistakes here from Royal Valley. Not a lot of kill shots and blocks from the Redhawks right now in the second set, but they're just extending to long rallies like they almost just did. But Clark was able to put it down, but again, it's being able to extend long rallies and allow for the other team to make the mistake.
So it's 20-20 after that clock point there. And Mills will go back to serve. And we'll send it across. Contreras on the back line. Williams didn't catch Klotz off guard there. They want Klotz again. Not much behind it. Hiawatha has a chance here. There's a set and spike. Not much behind that one. Royal Valley, another chance. Klotz this time buries it. Deflected up into the second row, and Royal Valley takes the lead at 21-20.
And Klotz, back-to-back kills, but also her 12th kill of the game so far against the Redhawks, but also the fifth kill in this set alone. She's averaging six kills a set against this Redhawks team. She's doing great.
So Mills with the serve. Royal Valley leading by one. Contreras going down to get it. And well defended by Klotz there. It's a battle at the net. Now on the side of the Panthers. Blackwood far side. Klotz two-hand shove across. Simmons was there. And now there's the little finesse, the little fake out, and sent across by Boy. The Redhawks have tied it up. 21-21 here in set two. As Ruckman is back to serve. Nearly got an ace, but Miller gets it down. Now Mills has to push it across. Hits the top of the net. Trickles down. Now Klotz into the air. They want to go back to Klotz. Leaves the feet. Fires it down, but right to Contreras. Now a chance here for Ruckman, and she, or excuse me, that was Kendall Nelson, beg your pardon. And the Redhawks are trying to force the third set. They lead 22-21. Now let's see if the Redhawks can hold on. It has been back and forth this entire second set. Fox gets it back across. Hiawatha now a chance. Middle of the net. Spike down, but right there was Miller. Now Klotz gets a chance, and she puts it down in the back left corner, ties it at deuce-deuce.
And Klotz was able to find the gap in the defense, the back left corner, as you mentioned. Again, she just leans into her shot. Primarily, she's been positioned at the left outside, hitting on the net, and right there she executes.
All right, now Stidham serving for Royal Valley. 22-22 tie here in set two. Blackwood, they set up Klotz. Not much behind it. Contreras is there. Far side of the floor. Here's Nelson into the net. And a point for Royal Valley. They had her set, could not finish. Now Royal Valley the advantage as Stidham continues to serve. Royal Valley won the first set 25-16. They lead set 2, 23-22. Front of the net. Williams, backside, launched into the air. Miller, Blackwood, Klotz, leaning, firing, and delivering. It is match point now for Royal Valley.
And Klotz, she is average, and she has had 7 points, 7 kills in each of the sets here against the Redhawks.
Stidham, a chance to win it. 24-22 match point, and it's a service error. She went long.
Got an unfortunate error, and really, if Royal Valley does wind up kind of not winning this set number two, you'll look back on it and go, okay, there's been a lot of mistakes. How do we clean up our set number three? But again, a chance to still finish.
That's going to hit the side, and all of a sudden we are tied. 24-24. We're going to need extra points here. Well, Hiawatha is in it, and we'll need to hit at least 26. It was a near ace. Now Klotz slaps it across. Hiawatha a chance. Far side of the floor. Put down by Nelson. Redhawks lead. Now they have set point. Well, it was 24-22 Royal Valley. The Redhawks that tally three straight and can win it with the point right here. And Royal Valley wants to talk it over, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. This Redhawks team looks completely different than what we saw in that first set. Although that second half of the first set, they played much better. Got in a huge hole. Royal Valley went on to win it, but it has been back and forth. Looks a little more like that first match we saw with two state-ranked teams. This Redhawks team, they weren't quitting for nobody, and now they have a chance to win it here after the TO.
Right now the Redhawks, they're playing disciplined. That's what they're doing. They're playing patiently, and they're playing disciplined. They're dominating up on that. Again, not a lot of kills, not a lot of blocks, but what they're doing is they're just getting that ball back over on the other side of the net and allowing the mistakes being made, you know, for themselves to go their way. Right now for the Panthers, service errors, ball handling errors, mistakes just across the board. They got to figure out if they want to win the second set to close this match, they got to clean it up.
Well, here we go. Royal Valley needs a point. They set it up for Klotz, and why not? So Klotz ties it up, 25-25. That was as true of an upset spike as you could get.
And that's how you clean things up after a timeout. You have, as you mentioned, the bump, the set, and the spike, and right now you couldn't have permitted it better.
Williams' third try. They get it across. Blackwood, they want Miller. Her spike off the top of the net, and it still creeps its way inside the line. And back-to-back points for Royal Valley, and now they have match point here, 26-25. Back and forth we've gone. Both teams have had opportunities to close it out.
And who else better to try to close it than Klotz, who has 15 kills on this game.
Boy, and she skanks the serve, and it goes way out. That was totally missed hit. And now 26-26. Who's going to bend first and not break? Here's Stidham. Blackwood. Miller. Spike. Gets it back across. Contreras back middle, pushing it to the front. And a diving effort by Mills. Now Miller has a chance and just gets it across. Contreras, front left. Williams, here's the set. There's the spike. Mills, a nice diving save. Klotz keeps it in the air. Now Miller gets it across. 26-26. Here's the set for Williams. Good defense by Royal Valley. Oh, now a miss hit set, trying to keep it in play, and somehow the Panthers now get it. Here's back to Miller, spike into the air, and somehow sent back across, and we get a lift call against Hiawatha. After all that, a lift against Royal Valley. And for, I believe, a third time here, Royal Valley has match point.
Yeah, I know you don't credit Miller again with the point, but she sent that one like a heat-seeking missile at the Red Hawks player, and she was not able to handle it properly.
Now Hiawatha, they need this point. They set it up for Mills. Spike and delivers the win for Royal Valley. Dusto Mills, 28-26, and Royal Valley survives a frantic second set against the Red Hawks, but ultimately the Panthers sweep 25-16 and 28-26. So we'll take a timeout. We'll come back and recap it and get you set for the third matchup here tonight, which will be our final matchup. Of course, it'll be Hiawatha and Holton. But the Panthers beat the Red Hawks. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KMZA.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
In our rural farming communities, sharing the road means watching out for slow-moving farm equipment and recreational vehicles. Stay alert, keep your distance, and drive with caution. Let's make our country roads safer for everyone. As we approach harvest season, SBS Insurance wants to remind everyone to drive safe and aware.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, in between match number 2 and number 3 here tonight in Holton, and Hiawatha gave Royal Valley a heck of a second set, but ultimately the Panthers win it and sweep it 25-16 and 28-26. So we got a little bit of extra time here before our final matchup, which will be Holton and Hiawatha, but they're going to do a little senior night festivity here prior to the start of our final matchup here. But again, the Redhawks, I mean, it was ugly early in that first set. They got down 7-0 at one point, trailed 10-1, 14-2, 16-3. But at that point, they battled back, played better, got it to a 25-16 affair. But then that second set, it just looked like a completely different team. And they had a couple of set points. They had a chance to force it to a third, but ultimately in the end, the ranked team in 3A in Royal Valley able to hold on and survive.
Yeah, for the Redhawks, you really saw Claire Twomley start getting really active involved. And then Maddie Simmons, the 5'6" senior, just one of the two seniors on the Redhawks team. And, you know, again, unfortunately for them, they weren't able to force the set number three against this Royal Valley Panthers team that they've struggled against all year, that now they've lost all four games against them this year. For Royal Valley, they had dominant. Here's just a little bit of stats. Clots, unofficial, but nearly. Clots, 15 kills on the game against the Redhawks. Kiwa Miller, 8 kills and an ace. And then also Dasno Mills, a total of 7 kills and then an ace. So, you know, great stats from those players that really all of them helped contributed and, you know, helped push this Panthers to the very end in getting that victory in that 2-0 sweep versus the Redhawks. But again, you want to come back to the Panthers had a little bit of a, you know, you don't want to say a muddy win in set number two, but just a lot of things that they need to clean up on. Of course, in set number one, they looked great. It was connecting, and they had that real dominant 25-16 win. I mean, towards the end of it, that's when you saw the Redhawks starting to be on the other side, where they were starting to get great passes and not struggle as much. But the Royal Valley was still able to shut it out early. But that kind of carried into set number two, and the aspect that the Redhawks were real disciplined, and the Panthers, they were just kind of struggling to find the line when trying to put down a kill attempt or just when trying to return a ball. But otherwise, the Panthers, they looked great. They have great players on their teams, and they're expected to be one of the best teams in the classification of 3A.
Well, they have a chance. They are certainly a top four seed in 3A, and we'll have an opportunity next week. But they go 1-1 tonight. 27-8 is now their record. Hiawatha, of course, still one more here with Holton. They are now 13-22. And then the Wildcats, of course, had a little bit of time. They're going to do some senior night festivities here. So, again, a little bit of time in between match two and match three. We really appreciate you hanging with us. But we still got one more match to go. So, until then, we're going to step aside, take it back to the studios. Kurt will take care of everybody on that end for about 10 or 15 minutes or so. And then we'll come back and get the final matchup going here on the Hiawatha and Holton channels, plus here on 103.9. But our second matchup, again, it went to Royal Valley in straight sets over the Redhawks, 25-16 and 28-26. We step aside. We're back in about 15 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage.